How are you doing in general population?
It's still new. I mean, it's not as new, but for me, I think the big kick is going to the yard with about 400 or 500 dudes around. I call it a brown sea because the uniform is brown. So when they call yard and you see all these guys coming out of these blocks, I mean, it's a sight to behold.
Something crazy in our generation.
What do you mean by that?
2.5 million people.
Oh, yes.
Generation, one in three black men.
Yeah. You know, I was out protesting outside the jail in Manhattan when Angela was in prison in New York. And back then, it might have been, 300,000 all across the country, if that. And, you know, we were talking about fashion. We were talking about how evil and vile the system is. It's 10 times that. You know, my math is bad. It might be 100 times that. And, you know, where's the outcry? And I'm not talking about among activists. I'm talking about everyday people. Everyday people. I'm saying, where's the resistance? That, for me, is the real question. Where's the rumbling? And one would have thought, as Angela has written repeatedly, we didn't think that something like this was within the realm of possibility. We knew people would be raising hell every day. Now, there are times, of course, like what's happening in California, where people are in and out raising hell. But it has to be much, much more. And I think it's coming.
What about everybody's essential human dignity? People don't feel that they have the right to have what they need.
Anything. This right-wing trend has been cooked up by politicians using fear, using racism, using, of course, the politics of division. And this is the result of it. And the truth of the matter is, because you have this machinery of repression, yes, the greatest number of people who suffer from that are African Americans and then Latinos, but there are many, many white people who get caught up in this, especially young white people.
And also, nobody's kids are going to get educated except for the 1%.
Well, you know who's going to get educated? Think about this. What did Bush talk about for almost all of his 8 years? Two things, really. He talked about Social Security and privatizing it. And then he began talking about ownership society. And I used to say, well, what does this guy mean? And when I listened and watched his press conferences and he was trying to sell this ownership society, what he was saying is, if you got money to own things, you know, if you can afford to go to school, if you can pay enough, then you can afford it. And for the rest of you, we're living in a situation where one of the greatest educational researchers in the country, Jonathan Kozol, who's probably spent 40 years researching primary schools all across the country, says we have an apartheid system today, not by law, but by practice. Separated by class, and the whole country suffers from that. There are no people in this country of any ethnic or social class background who are expendable. Everybody has not just self-worth, but communal worth, social worth, and the more people fight against that idea, the more America falls into the abyss. Of that, I'm certain.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.